And one other thing. I've been asked by a very persistent person to let you know Coffee Tour, a working fair trade organic coffee tour emanating out of the University of Vermont. And these flyers will be up here or on a table out there. Check them out. There's a few slots left. Going fast. Okay, for late January. The information is here. And Jean is here. We can talk to somebody right over there. She can talk to anybody about it afterwards, okay? I promised her I'd make the plug. I've done it. That's you.
Well, I'd really like to thank Dean again for coming today. I knew he'd be wonderful, but just what a great way to kick off the symposium, and thank you for synthesizing those symposium goals. Let's see. And again, thank you for committing yourself to be here throughout the day, and I really encourage you all to speak with Dean one-on-one. Probably not everybody, but...
not the same time.
And not at the same time. But we have a lot of bright, enthusiastic, and hardworking individuals here today who are looking at the issue of sustainable agriculture through a variety of different lenses. We have farmers, educators, business owners, nonprofit organizations, conservation biology students, and organizing and advocacy students, and concerned citizens. And by listening to one another today, and through creating links and partnerships, we have a much greater chance of attaining our goals of making our agricultural systems more sustainable, both ecologically and economically. I want to ask you to please refer to those symposium questions that Peter addressed in the beginning of this presentation throughout the day, and I think they'll really help us to kind of come up with some concrete solutions to a lot of these issues. If you turn to page 8 in your program, I've got a couple of guiding questions that we wrote up as a tool to help you address some of these goals. First of all, what are the goals of farmers, conservation biologists, environmental educators, and social and environmental activists, among others? And do I share some of these goals described above? What personal, social, and economic challenges must be overcome in order to achieve these goals? How could the various groups and individuals represented at this symposium today work together to overcome these challenges? And I want you to think about everyone that you meet throughout the day. And who might be three people that you could continue a relationship with in the future to help you to achieve your personal goals? I also have a couple of just logistical announcements. We're running a little bit behind, not terrible by any means, but I want to make sure that it's very clear where all the breakout rooms for the first panel session are. If you go outside, turn right, head straight up the stairs, you will see a couple of very large posters that indicate where all the first panel presentations are. There's also plenty of arrows, and in front of all of our classrooms, we've got 3 balloons. So if you're not quite sure, look for the balloons. Restrooms are both downstairs and upstairs, and we've got a fire exit here, just to draw your attention to it, and probably the entrances that you came into are also good fire exits. And then a final announcement is the coffee and the food that is provided today will all be here in the community room. There is a cafe on campus. It's Donna's Cafe. And while you're welcome to purchase your food there, all the free food is down here. And again, we're running a little bit behind. I'd like to allow a good hour and 45 minutes for the first panel session. And so we'll come back down here for lunch a little after noon. Okay? And thank you all. Thank you to the CTEC volunteers. If the CTEC volunteers could all stand up and just sort of wave their hand, just so we know how many of them are here today. Okay. All right. If you've got a question, there's a lot of people around here who have an answer. So thank you again, and please enjoy the first presentations.
Those are good to